temptation, parties, drugs and alcohol, sex and pregnancy, cursing and taking the Lord's name in vain, finding time for faith, defending their faith. You know, a lot of youth believe, and I even got this from my oldest son, Paul. David and Stephen haven't had to deal with it yet. But a lot of youth believe they can't bring up God or the Bible or anything in church. You know the youth can do that? Youth can take your Bibles to school. Excuse me, I said church, didn't I? I meant school. Church can take...
Eric.
Youth can take their church. Yeah, they can take their church to school, but they can have Bible studies at school. Do you understand that? The ACLU, which I usually am really against, is turning the corner the last 5 or 6 years, and they are starting to defend students in school for their religious rights in the school place. Now, no adults can be in those places forcing that on the students, but the students can be free. Sorry, that's another sermon. Let me go on. Parents and hypocriticalness. That's an and, not an or. Did you see that? Forgiving others. Having to be someone you're not to fit in. Wearing the name brand clothes, making you who you are. No awareness of the earth's limited resources and worry of running out. No respect for themselves or others. Witchcraft or Wiccan worship. Parents pressuring their kids to play sports or do other things that make the parents look good. And here's some others just to get an idea of what I received. Thinking before they do something stupid. Getting up in the morning. Now, all of us can relate to that, can't we? But I think there's some power in that question or in that statement. Getting up in the morning. Peer pressure. Lots of homework. Worry and stress over homework. I have to admit, if that is their stress, I do praise God for that. Because there's other things that are much more damaging, is what I'm trying to say. Time management. Stay true to Jesus. Not to do that, and another one, not to do stupid things with friends. All right? Be responsible when no one is looking. That's powerful, isn't it? A problem with teens today is they never think before they act. There's another one. Same thing. Being lazy. Having parents blame you for their problems. Ouch. Family issues. Pressure. Fear of failing. Sex. Drugs. Pornography. You get the theme here, right? A selfish person. This is obviously a football player. Players that scream at one another rather than supporting one another. Parents' working schedules. Other students distracting me. The use of drugs and parents not caring about what the kids do. That's a big one. Hear that a lot. Bullying. All right, on and on. You can see I got my work cut out for me in some of these. But that's a pretty amazing list, isn't it? I mean, a lot of times we think that our youth, young teenagers, don't ever think deeply and seriously. But some of those are pretty deep and pretty serious things, aren't they? They really are. So over the next several weeks, I'm going to do my best to be faithful to this list. And I want to put a challenge out to all of us, but especially our youth. These are issues that you and your friends' youth are going through right now. I put a challenge out to all of us to invite our friends to be a part of this, because you can shape this conversation. You can help me understand and help this church understand the issues that you're going through so that we can best help you if you want help. We don't want to assume that you want our help, but we want you to know that we're here if you want our help. So invite your friends to be a part of this. Let them experience, as you have and you do, what it's like to have a church community that loves you, that cares for you, that even if we may make mistakes, we want to help you. Does that make sense? Can I get an amen on that? All right. Well, today's teens are often maligned and misunderstood or simply ignored by their elders, and adjectives such as immoral or reckless and untrustworthy are often used to describe today's teen population. I'll never forget when the Dirks family lived in O'Fallon, and it was about 4 years ago, and Paul would have been six, and Stephen was just a newborn, under 1 year old or so. And we actually had a Friday night free, and we thought we're going to go to the mall and see a movie there in O'Fallon. Well, it was a packed house. We went to see